Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, it's not often that well-known media personalities want to join in on this show, but Chris Brown must have never heard of this thing before. Managed to bamboozle him into coming on. Not only does he have a new TV show happening Sunday nights with Julia Morris, he also wanted to play radio's game of lame games. It was fun. So where are your thumbs when you're making love? Where are your thumbs when you're making love? That's the question that we asked. We are still on the hunt to also find Australia's fastest servo worker. The world's hardest wipe quiz, and that will be coming through your ears within the next 30 minutes. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right around the country, it is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Well, I've never been so excited for Sunday night TV, not since 2005, Big Brother eviction, and Hot Dogs was up.
Yes, yes, big night then.
Huge. Chris and Julia's Sunday night takeaway, and Dr. Chris Brown is live in studio. Get around him.
Hello there. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, good. Slightly jealous of how handsome you are in real life. I always thought it was trick photography.
It is. Can't you tell?
I always thought Channel 10 were doing quite the stitch up in the editing suite, but it's
some
not.
Some sort of weird jaw implant or, I don't know, something like that. I had a guy come up to me the other day who I know, and he goes to me, "Oh, geez, are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Man, have you had some wisdom tooth problems?" I said, "No." "Why?" And he goes, "Oh, man, they look really inflamed. Like, your jaw looks really swollen." I was like, "Mate, this is how it normally is."
You know what? I reckon he was trying to neg you. I reckon he was a straight man who all of a sudden thought, you know what? I wouldn't mind turning around 180. That was a neg, Chris
Just
Brown.
He's trying to cut me down.
Oh, I don't know about that. Have you ever used a chin gym, though? Because it is suspiciously ripped.
It's built, I know. But no, it is all real.
This is very exciting with the Sunday night takeaway. It premieres Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. And this is you and Julia Morris again. I mean, you guys have so much chemistry already in the I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here. I used to love your little bits of banter.
Yeah, thank you. And I guess to be able to do a show in a studio with air conditioning, we're excited about it.
Because you've got the live studio audience. There's prizes up for grabs. Mm. There's sort of hidden camera, prank sort of elements. There's interviews. There's a whole lot, right?
There's a whole... I mean, this is the hardest show on television to describe because there's so many moving parts to it. But I guess the take-home is the fact that it's fun, it's live, it's dangerous with pranks and undercover stuff going on, but it's also really warm and it'll actually make you feel good. It's not too over the top.
We may as well just get the doctor's opinions whilst you are here.
Is it about the rash?
No, it's not about the rash. No. No, we've got Dr. Brad McKay coming in every second Tuesday for that.
He's taking care of the rash.
Yeah,
all right.
More veterinarian stuff. I've always wondered, are dogs confused when they're pregnant and about to give birth, or are they like, yeah, I know what's up?
I reckon instinctively with all the hormones and everything going on, they know. Yeah. I mean, they nest. They go and go and rip up different bed sheets and clothes and create a little nest for their puppies or their kittens to be born into. So they clearly know something's about to happen. Mm. They're a lot more cluey than we give them credit for. They just know, and they're pretty impressive.
A few of my mates, they reckon their dogs can tell when a storm's a brewing and all sorts of funny things.
They measure the air pressure. Mm. They're like little, inbuilt weather stations. They know what's going on.
Is there any animal that you don't like? I mean, obviously all creatures great and small, and you have to operate on them.
I have to say that.
Do you have any sort of phobias or fears of anything?
I've had bad experiences with ferrets. I can be very upfront with that. They're kind of similar to, with the cartoons with skunks, how the skunks like let those glands go, and then in the cartoon everyone sort of passes out from the smell.
Yeah, Shuey Louie does that in the producer's booth from time to time as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So ferrets aren't too different, and so they can release them and they'll do it under anaesthetic.
Very interesting. You spend a lot of time at surgery and performing life-saving operations on animals. How helpful would you be in a human emergency situation? Is there anything that translates from a little frog's liver into my heart health if I were to pass out right now?
I think humans are just dogs that walk around on two legs. That's how I look at it. When we have the same organs, we've got pretty much the same number of bones. We're not that different. It's all very similar, and the drugs that we use for animals versus humans are all very similar as well.
So right, because we got two dogs and they were both picked up from the pound. They must have seen some shit back in the day. They're both on a lot of Prozac.
Yeah, a lot of Prozac.
I always thought if you were going to be dealing like prescription medicines out, just get two dogs. The vets don't bat a lash.
They're never going to know, are they? I mean, that's the thing. And it, it is, we dispense a lot of Prozac nowadays to pets. It's, you know, their own little challenges often need a bit of help. And it's the last choice, but at the same time, it's something that we do certainly use.
Chris Brown, are you all right to stick around? We've got Danny Lakey's Game of Lame Games next.
I cannot wait. I've heard a lot about this, and it'll be a pleasure to be a part of it.
It's really gathering quite the momentum
in
the Channel 10 celeb world. Grant Denyer loves it. We will go to a song. Chris Brown will suspiciously write me out a prescription for my two dogs, and we'll be back in a second.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country, still with Chris Brown. Of course, Chris and Julia's Sunday Night Takeaway premieres this Sunday night, 7:30 on Network 10. This is going to be a lot of fun. No longer do I just have to put up with the pressing, weirdly skewed 60 Minutes articles on Sunday night and feel shit about myself.
That time is over. Telly. This is Sunday night, ending the weekend with a smile on your face.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And Chris Brown is very excited about Danny Lakey's Game of Lame Game. So you ready to go, Chris Brown?
I have been waiting for this moment for years. Even before this idea existed, I was waiting to play it.
How very interesting. Yeah. First game is
Sunday Night Takeaway.
You're sitting on the couch.
Okay.
You're with your pets. You're in your element.
Yep.
What Sunday night takeaway do you choose?
Red Rooster Quarter Chicken Tropicana Pack or Chicken Chow Mein from Mr. Wu's Oriental Cafe.
Mr. Wu's every time. You never know quite what you're going to get.
Yep.
And the fact that you can then self-medicate yourself out of a bit of gastro, perfect.
Fantastic. What would you rather?
Spicy Napolitana meatballs or spinach and ricotta tortellini?
The head says the tortellini, but the heart probably goes the meatball.
Steak burger and sweet potato fries, or club sandwich with zucchini fries and garlic aioli.
Club it up.
Yeah, all the way. This is the next game.
Is it a Chris Brown song?
You're always mistaken for the R&B American singer, Chris Brown. God. You're definitely my favourite Chris Brown of all for numerous reasons.
Thank you.
This is the song, and you just tell me if it's Chris Brown's song or not.
Yeah. I'm not dumb, me. Anything I know, she's all over me.
Yes.
No.
No!
Oh.
Usher.
Of course it was.
Next one.
Forever on the dance floor. Eyes like I'm waiting my whole life for this one night.
Yes.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. And third and final one.
No, 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 she ain't you. Do you love me?
I'm going to say no.
It is.
Oh,
no!
Yeah, she ain't you, Chris Brown. I think it peaked at number 36. It's not one of his bigger ones.
She ain't you and he ain't me.
Unfortunately not. Here's the next one.
What is the cake?
I'll give you clues and you need to tell me what kind of cake it is. Clue number one, I come in a packet. Mm-hmm. Any ideas just yet, Chris Brown?
Is it a Twinkie?
It's not a Twinkie. I come in a variety of colours.
Oh,
nothing yet. More. I smell delicious when first opened.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk to me? Why don't you tell me your name right now? Yeah. No one needs to know.
Barbara. Red strawberry velvet lacy underwear. Chris Brown. Next clue. I'm mostly popular with males. Still probably Barbara. You know, red lacy.
Barbara. Yeah.
I'm not actually edible.
What?
It's a urinal cake.
Oh,
classic cake twist at the end there.
It's a cake. It you is got me on the cake technicality.
Yeah.
How many dogs can you identify in this small audio package?
Oh, she's so pretty, isn't she?
I will not stand for this humiliation.
How many dogs can you identify, Chris Brown?
Hopefully Scooby-Doo off the top.
Scooby-Doo was on the top. He's one from five.
And then the wheezy laugh is Muttley.
It is Muttley.
Oh, my God. And I was so obsessed with Muttley that I didn't really... I sort of switched off after that.
It's fantastic because me and the geezer, we actually had to have an arm wrestle to decide whether we include that in the audio package. He'd never heard of Muttley.
A Muttley? Yeah. No, I've got a mate who has a Muttley laugh. Is the last one the dog out of Family Guy?
Not the last one, but he's in the middle there. Yeah, is Brian he? Griffin.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll give you that.
Okay.
From the vibe.
Brian Griffin.
Oh, she's so pretty, isn't she?
I reckon I'm out.
Toy Story ring a bell at all?
Oh,
second one. There. Yes. Big slinky body in the middle.
Yes.
Mark.
would you do if that rocked up to your vet surgery? Just a head and a tail and then a big slink in the middle.
Just a soldering iron, just trying to bring it back together.
And the final one, that was cat dog.
Humiliation!
That's bound to throw you off there. He's only half dog.
I got Muttley.
You got Muttley, which was the toughest one. Not bad. You win nothing, Chris Brown. Because unfortunately, this show has no budget with Danny Lakey's game of shit games.
Maybe they're encouraging you to get more budget just by working small jobs on the weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
Trimming hedges, lawns. I've got some work for you.
Okay, I can get around that.
Yeah, for sure.
As long as I'm back by Sunday night at 7:30 when your new show kicks off, Chris and Julia's Sunday Night Takeaway. Premieres on Network 10. Thank you so much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure.
Best of luck with the show.
Thank you, Danny.
And best of luck on The Bachelor later on this year.
You got it in there, didn't you?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Never did I think that I'd be learning something so sordid, so saucy, yet so sensual off Married at First Sight last night. A big debate going on at the moment with Liz and Sam. And, of course, Sam's got himself into a bit of strife because he's, of course, doesn't really like Liz, the lady that he's been paired up with. Thinks she's a little too bottom heavy for him. And is
pear
more
shaped is what they
pear
call
shaped.
It.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like a pair. He's more keen on like a stick figure sort of up and down straight bitch
banana
in a sort of scenario. And him and Ennis are running off, and there's a big kerfuffle last night at the dinner party where Sam has been leading Liz on, because apparently Liz has been kissing him, and then Sam's sort of been showing a move back that would indicate maybe a little bit of sexual feelings towards Liz. So this is the dinner party last night.
So this is what I've heard.
You stuck your thumb in her mouth. You know what? It's private between
them. When I first said, shut up. This is not private anymore.
Tell us more.
What the hell is going on? Thumb in the mouth. It's the gift I never knew I needed. It never occurred to me before. Sticking a thumb in the mouth. I thought, oh my God, is it true? Please, please. I mean, keep going on. Thank goodness that they'd had a couple of vinos and they were keen to continue the conversation.
If it's private, why do we all talk about it?
Who sucked whose fingers? Jessica getting involved, tell me who sucked whose fingers.
We are getting to the bottom of this if we'll be here all night. Has he confirmed the thumb or not? And then I thought, well, let's get Liz's side of the story here. Can we get a thumb confirmation on Married at First Sight? This is Liz, the one who had Sam's thumb in her mouth. And what does she have to say about the whole thing?
And then he puts his thumb in my mouth.
Jackpot.
We've got a thumb confirmation, guys.
What is it with the thumb?
Can't believe that.
I've never heard of the thumb.
I have never even thought about getting my grubby little thumb and putting it in someone's mouth. And then I thought, my God, hang on a second. What are my thumbs doing whilst I'm making love? Where are they? Are they just twiddling around? Are they idle thumbs? That's a really think it through. Producer Jack, you've had a man or two in your day. Have you ever had a thumb? Thumb in the mouth?
I've had like a thumb like play with my lip. Like,
no.
But
he's doing the blubber to you.
Never past the teeth. It's not going in.
Meant to be sexual as well, though.
God, what was that? Was that your request or his? What's going on there?
Maybe something that I like.
My goodness me. Thumbs are all over the place.
I don't understand the thumbs, but I've had, like, some fingers in my mouth.
What?
Not in...
I mean, why are people putting hands in people's mouths?
You know, it just happens. You know, you're in the moment and...
Are you doing the fingers or are you taking the fingers in your mouth?
God, you put me on the spot.
It's a simple question. Are you putting fingers in men's mouths, Shuey Louie? You have. You
I
dirty
think
dog.
I put a finger in a mouth.
No, why is no one putting... Okay, now
do
I'm
you
not...
Do you want me to come over and put my finger in
wouldn't
your mouth?
Wouldn't mind having a sneaky try out. Wouldn't mind just a salty digit or two to kick things off tonight. Why have I never heard of the mouth thing? And why are girls not putting thumbs in my mouth? It got me thinking even more. Where else can the thumbs be going?
Because when you're making love, where do you put your thumb?
A thumb in the mouth, something I had never heard before.
Where are your thumbs with your baby?
Now that I've heard, I want to try some more.
Where are your thumbs with your baby?
I'm very curious. I mean, where are your thumbs when you're making love? Guys on 131060. Are we just a nation of thumb stickers and thumb suckers?
I'd love to know where else they go other than the mouth.
It makes sense. They've got to be going all over the place. It can't just be the mouth.
I mean, mine goes to one.
Of course, the old
one place.
Plug up the chocolate dot. I think we'll steer clear. Maybe. Who knows? I think I'm resting thumbs on arches. Maybe a thumb on a breastplate. even. Thumbs on biceps? I don't know. Where are the thumbs?
Biceps wouldn't. Yeah, I reckon I've done that.
Yeah, well, that's probably stage one of where the thumbs are going. I'd love to figure out where thumbs are going around the nation when you're making love on 131060. Can we get some calls? Are you sucking thumbs? Are you putting thumbs in mouths? Are you keeping your thumbs where we can see them at all times, guys? So curious. So keen to try this weekend. 131060.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Where are the thumbs going whilst we're making love, guys? Couldn't believe married at first sight last night.
And then he puts his thumb in my mouth.
Oh my God.
Because when you're making love, where do you put your thumb?
A thumb in the mouth, something I had never heard before.
Where are your thumbs with your baby?
Now that I've heard, I want to try some more.
Where are your thumbs with your baby?
Where are the thumbs going? And why didn't I get the thummy memo whilst making love?
You're going to be using 10, the thumb this weekend, mate,
You check my nails on Monday. They'll be chewed down to a thin nub. Because these thumbs are getting a workout. All of a sudden, I'm thumb conscious. Now, all of a sudden, all I'll be thinking about whilst I'm making love is, what are my thumbs doing? Where are they? Where should they be? Should I be playing her nipples like a couple of video game controllers? Where are the thumbs going?
They're
going
to be like when you come out of a spa and they're all wrinkly because they've been in the mouth for so long.
But Shuey Louie said on the air before that she's had fingers in her mouth and has put the fingers in someone else's mouth.
You're jamming your hands like it's a full hand in someone's mouth. It was just like a...
One finger.
I don't know. You're making me nervous. Yeah, I put a finger somewhere.
You're not the only one, mate. Emily in Cranbourne, you too have this as a hobby. How are you?
Hello, how are you going?
Good. Now, are you accepting the fingers or dishing out the fingers?
I'm dishing out the fingers.
Yeah, right. So your man likes the fingers in the mouth.
Yeah, that's correct.
Was it?
I don't even know how it come about. I don't know, just one time.
So it just happened. Does it happen naturally? This isn't even a deal. This isn't even a sit-down chat.
No, and I think it started like 2 years into the relationship too. So it was not like one person had a fetish for the other. It was kind of...
A mutual fingery agreement. And of course, you guys are probably having intercourse at the same time. So I've always said those are, I'm not saying that you guys are dirtier than any other, but these are the two uncleanest parts of the body going at it. And then probably the third and fourth most uncleanest parts, the mouth and the fingers, are going at it as well. You're combining the four dirtiest parts of your body together. And apparently that's lovemaking.
I never thought of it like that.
Emily, are you like sucking on the thing, like what's going on while the finger's in the mouth?
Is it sucking
on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sucking.
So it's almost as if it's something
else. It's not for very long. I've just always assumed that it like brings a similar sensation to the, you know, I don't know. I don't have that part.
Interesting. Yeah. Do his fingers get harder the longer you suck?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, 10 seconds and it's over, like with the sucking.
Standard. Standard.
Yeah, sounds normal.
Thanks, Emily. Tommy in Bendigo. Hey, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, another guilty as charged thumb sucker or thumb giver. What's your game plan?
Bit of a thumb giver, you know. It's like, you know, when you're eating those cheese pretzels and you've got all the flavouring left and you lick it. It's a bit like that, bro.
Yeah, I know. Except you wouldn't put it in someone else's mouth to lick it.
But it feels all right once you try it, man.
Don't get me wrong. I'm trying it this weekend. There isn't 1,000 horses in hell that's going to hold me back from that. No,
I'm going to. You got to have cheese. You got to eat cheese pretzels beforehand, man. Jesus. That cuts the deal.
How deep does this wormhole go? You're putting a sly pinky up a nostril and a bloody Peter Pointer in the belly button as well.
Wait, I'm imagining you.
It depends what she wants.
Are you having like dirty cheesel thumbs, like after you've eaten a bag of chips?
Not dirty. They're fresh cheese.
And then
them at Woolies.
And then putting them into her mouth.
If she likes it like that, definitely am.
Yeah, I love it how he's trying to palm it up. Well, it's her fetish, it's her fantasy. Yeah. I mean, I did go and get the chips myself. last call, Elle in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
You just tried it and you're in the car right now with your partner.
Oh, yeah. He was driving, I decided to stick my thumb in his mouth and now he's bleeding while driving home.
Yeah, nice. A little salty snack for the big dog, love it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
West continues for Australia's fastest survey worker.
It's time to find Australia's fastest survey worker.
So, those who follow the show closely, who can forget, last week, Jack in the United Petroleum in Sydney, Roselle to be specific, struggled, really digged himself in deep when I rang up and asked for the 53-gram tube of Pringles. He pretended that he knew what I was on about. I mean, he found himself in the chocolate section of the servo. He let himself on a wild goose chase. I wouldn't have been surprised if he was down at the jerky at some point. Got a feeling he was that slow. I think he may have poured himself a frozen Coke and just had a rest halfway through.
He had his feet up, I think.
And what was his time?
He was 62.8 seconds. Now, that's slow compared to Sanjeet the week before.
Sanjeet's the clubhouse leader at the moment. He's on 37.97 seconds. He's at the United Petroleum in Port Melbourne. He doesn't muck around down there. And I've heard around the traps down there at the port that Sanjeet runs a very tight ship.
We've heard good things about him.
Where are we going tonight, Shiri Lucas? Have you been sussing out another servo station around the country?
Yeah, we're going a bit further away today. We're going to Perth, Perth.
Okay.
We're going to BP, and I hear that there's a nice man called Kerry. Who will be on tonight?
Kerry working at the BP.
Got a good feeling.
In South Perth. All right, let's give him a bell. He has no idea that he is on the clock tonight. Has no idea, just thinks a regular customer request asking where the 53 gram of original Pringles are and how much it costs. Of course, the time will start once he starts his search. And the time will end once we get a confirmed pricing on the Pringles. Let's go to South Perth. Kerry, so.
This is Kerry.
Hi there, Kerry. Just wondering if you're stocking the 53 gram original tubes of Pringles at the moment.
Pringles. Do you want me to just check the stock for that?
Wanting to gauge a price on just one tube of the 53 gram, if possible.
Let me check.
Thank you. Okay, and he's away. He sounded confident enough, didn't he?
Can't hear him rustling, though, so he must be far.
I think this is one of those ones where he's just left the phone at the cashier. I'll tell you what, he's bloody lucky he's got no customers at the moment because they could rob that phone.
This dangerous,
right in his pocket. Oh.
Is he coming in?
He's gone to the storeroom, perhaps. Kerry?
Gizza?
Nah.
Nothing.
He's on a search, that's for sure. I mean, I wish Kerry knew that we had commercial radio time constraints. And we are keen to get to another song eventually.
It's not doing BP well so far.
Jesus Christ. Where is this? Oh.
It's three anyway.
Huge! $3.80 for Kerry. He has delivered. Shuey Louie, you had your hands on the timer. I mean, he was definitely no Jack. There was no 62.8 seconds around there.
He was definitely faster than old Jack at United Petroleum in Rozelle.
Did he have Sanjeep covered? 37.97 seconds, Sanjeep, a couple of weeks ago at the United Petroleum. What is the official time coming in for Kerry at the BP station in South Perth?
The official time for Kizza, 43.55. Couldn't get Sanjeep. He's quick with his fingers, quick with his feet.
Not bad. All right, mate. Kerry slots himself into the silver medal position at the moment.
Not bad. We'll take it.
Considering we will be doing this for another 44 weeks, I can't see him holding that place. But well done to old Kerry, BP in South Perth. Nice customer service, by the way. Shuey Louie, you better get out there and start warming up that jaw because we're doing Will Shuey Louie puke on the cuke or the zook.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
13:10:60, we're doing this.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is. And it's bloody hard tonight, I'd say. Very hard. The world's hardest wipe quiz on 13:10:60. Every single answer has the word or sound wipe in there somewhere. I mean, it's not too hard. Just to remember every now and then to wipe your vajaja, as this lady does not know too well.
When you forget to wash your vagina. How'd you forget to wash your vagina?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it just slips my mind off. That's the thing. I'll be in the shower doing me face, me scrubs, me shoulders, me backs, me sacks, me cracks. Then I just forget, you see. There's no excuses anymore, especially with tonight's World's Hardest Wipe Quiz. If you see a gross ex-partner on Tinder, what must you do immediately? Lisa in Picton, your fastest fingers through. What do you think it is?
The wipe.
Yes, which way?
Right.
Oh. You would, wouldn't you? You would swipe an ex right. You've been wanting him back for years, we know you. Setting your radius to 2 kilometres, hanging outside his house, just waiting for him to break up with his boyfriend. Log on, get a Tinder account, and you can just swipe him back into your life. Unfortunately, it's not the answer. It's not what I advise. It's not what we stand for on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Let him go, Lisa. You're better than that. Swipe left. He's not the man for you. If it was meant to be, it would have been already. Michelle in Geelong, 13:10:60. Doesn't leave a whole heap of options left.
No, I already knew it from the start anyway, but swipe left.
Yeah. Wipe. Oh, Wipe left is correct. Yeah, I already knew. Didn't even need that lady before to get it wrong. I could have done it by myself. All right, next question. A part of every car that needs to be in working order. A part of every car that needs to be in working order.
Wipers.
Yes, wipers is correct. Yeah. Oh, you need those things, especially during a storm. You'd know all too well down there in Geelong, wouldn't you, Michelle?
Yes.
Classic. Something that should not be flushed, even though you think they could be.
Well, wipes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I could probably take that. Wipes is correct. Well, wet wipes was more to the point. But yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, not the flushable wet wipes. You can flush them, but some wet wipes you can't flush. Cats. I only realised that the other day when I clogged the toilet and got in trouble by the landlord. Didn't realise. Need to make it more clear what you can flush down a toilet and what you cannot. Question number four. A phrase a mother or father may say to their child if they are experiencing joy when being told off.
Wipe that smile off your face.
Whoa. Wipe that smile off your face right now, mister. Otherwise, there'll be no Viennetta for your dessert. Was the full answer, but I wasn't expecting you to get the whole thing. Final question. A successful Ajax cleaning product.
Brain wipe.
Whoa. How's the swagger? How's the swagger with Michelle? Ran the whole rack. Well done,
That's
Michelle.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, you obviously know everything about wipes. Dare I say you wipe a little more than twice a day? Well done. A free digital radio is all yours. Listen live and on demand with award-winning digital radio brand Pure and the pride tonight. You're the king of Geelong. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries. Let's reminisce on that famous advert right now.
Makes cleaning oh so easy. It's tough on all things greasy. The wedding was a hit. The house looked great, I must admit.
So well, thank you.
Just wash every day twice if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Twice a day. Ajax spray and wipe.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
1060, that's the end of the show. Before we go, final thought from myself. The producer, Bajacki's been scouring the Facebook looking for comments that elicit a humorous response. And Shuey Louie searching high and low for the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. Honey is the tastiest of all the insect vomits we've tried so far. I reckon there's a tastier one out there.
Why is honey animal vomit?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a botanist or two, an entomologist or two out there that may disagree with that. But let's face it, it's either vomit, piss, shit, spit, or semen.
It does come out the bum, doesn't it?
Well, I think it comes out the front. I think so. I mean, someone's got a Tinder match.
Jack.
I mean, either way, it's a bodily fluid. Let's not get weighed down on whether it's honey vomit or honey shit. Either way, we're eating it. It's coming from their bod pod somehow. And I think there's going to be a tastier version out there that we discover one day in the Amazon jungle. Just peruse. Just let it sit on the tongue. That thought and the honey metaphorically. Yeah. Producer Jack has been scouring the interweb.
I have. So this afternoon, there was an article. A lot of people may have seen it on the news that a jogger was spotted running alongside busy traffic on the Sydney's M2 motorway.
Oh, that's right. A big freeway, big highway with trucks going past 110
km/h. Exactly. It's one of Sydney's busiest motorways.
You can't be
jogging. There was a guy that was running along the side. It was pretty dangerous. Obviously, it shouldn't be done.
Yeah, it's a no-jog zone.
Yeah. But social media kind of went to town. This guy named Jim wrote, "Oh my God, next the joggers will want all the traffic rules changed so they can run on the road with the cars. Time to move cities, I think."
One jogger is what tips Jim over into relocating his whole family.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany, no.
Brittany wasn't super mad about it though. She goes, "At least he's sticking to the far left of the road, unlike cyclists." Had to get the dig in there somewhere.
You can see a couple of cyclists in the third lane on that freeway, can't you, Brittany? God, Shuey Louie, moment of the night.
It's got to be when we had the Oxygen Gang. Play it every night. Right, we thought the people would grasp the concept.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get it tonight, could they?
Sometimes one person won't grasp the concept, and that's fine. It's very rare when both don't grasp it at the exact same time. They're supposed to be making noise here. 3, 2, 1... Breathe out now. Like, make a sound as well.
Idiots!
How was that little baby breath? Oh, we will be giving away more oxygen tomorrow on Radio Tinder as well. All right, have a good one. See you then. Bye.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.